Governor Jim Doyle has sent mixed signals over whether he'll sign or veto a bill that would allow for the sale of raw, unpasteurized milk on the dairy farms where it's produced. Large dairy producers and big ag groups have lobbied him hard to veto the plan, arguing that any outbreak of illness linked to raw milk will taint the rest of the dairy industry. But backers and producers of raw milk say the industry has other motives. Scott Troutman is a small dairy farmer in Stoughton, Wisconsin.
The dairy industry wants us gone. They want us off the face of the earth.
Troutman says his dairy farm is what others should aspire to. It's organic, and even though the quantity of what he produces is small, his cows are grass-fed, and he says the quality of the milk is high. But Troutman says he's been ordered in the past by the State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection to stop selling milk. Ask him today whether he sells it, and he may not tell you.
I don't want to answer that, because it's still a crime. It would make me a criminal to admit to selling raw milk in this state.
Other raw milk supporters spell out the issue in much broader terms. Roseanne Lindsay describes herself as a raw milk consumer. She sees this as a personal liberties issue.
The document called the United States Constitution preserves the rights and freedoms of the people. And nowhere in there does it mention the rights of the dairy industry or DATCAP.
But the dairy industry isn't the only one with concerns over the raw milk bill. Doctors and public health officials have also described it as a step backward that could endanger public safety. The governor has until Thursday to act on the bill. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.